Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. This is TWiT Live special number 337, recorded Sunday, February 24th, 2019. HoloLens 2. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our studios. Early morning for us here. It's almost 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Mary Jo Foley joins us from New York of All About Microsoft fame and Windows Weekly fame. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi, Leo.
And we're going to be going to Barcelona, where it is about, what, 7, 6 in the evening?
Yep, 6 in the evening.
6 in the evening. And Mobile World Congress, Microsoft is it's a keynote. They're going to announce something. Expected, yep. They'll announce a new HoloLens. Paul Thurrott is there, is also from Windows Weekly. You stayed at home.
I did.
Easier to do this from home, I think.
It is. You know, I love Barcelona, but I'm like, oh, am I going to go all the way over there for a one-hour press conference on Sunday?
No. Well, there's other stuff there. In fact, we've seen now, besides the Galaxy Fold, which you saw on Wednesday, Huawei now has a folding phone for almost $3,000. Let's show the Microsoft theater, because it looks like, and we want to look for Paul Thurrott. He'll be in the front row, right, Mary?
He's in the front. I just saw a picture of him. He's right in the front with a short haircut.
Oh, Paul's probably a little jamon drunk right now from a little too much jamon Iberico. I would be, certainly. The ham in Barcelona is amazing. All the food is. Does Microsoft usually attend Mobile World Congress?
You know what? They sometimes attend, but they don't usually do a press conference or an announcement there. It's been a long time since they have. So this is unusual.
Yeah. Yeah. And why do we think it's the next generation of HoloLens? We haven't seen an update to HoloLens in how many years?
Oh, man. Well, the first time Paul and I ever saw HoloLens was 2015 when we saw it under NDA. And then it began shipping in 2016. So we haven't seen an update since 2016.
So that's quite that's Apple time frame. That's 3 years. It's a long time to go. They skipped the second generation, apparently. They had one, but they decided not to release it.
Yeah. The word was they were waiting to have a bigger bang before they announced a new one. So they said, you know what? Let's just skip that one. Even though we think they're going to call this one HoloLens 2. It's really 3.
Paul has already published pictures from the walking cat. He is, of course, a famous Windows leaker. Of this, these seem credible to you? I think they obviously
they do.
It's clearly a Microsoft product.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here it is in surgery. It looks like a number of other augmented reality headsets look like, with kind of sunglasses, but then above the sunglasses, it's a massive thing with a forehead suction cup. And here we go. Satya Nadella taking the stage. Let's go to Barcelona.
Hello and welcome to our event today, and a big thank you to everyone who is here, as well as everyone joining online. It's fantastic to be back at MWC. It's really an awe-inspiring time to be in this industry and witness the rapid transformation that's taking place. Today, we have a couple of very exciting announcements. And I was reflecting, it was just 4 years ago that we introduced HoloLens, ushering in a new era of mixed reality, seamlessly bridging the physical and the digital worlds. One of my favorite lines from our announcement that we used to describe the possibilities was, when you change the way you see the world, you change the world you see. And it's incredible to see how people have applied those advances to do just that. Transforming how medical students learn, preserving ancient historical landmarks and cultures, and providing that heads-up, hands-free assistance to first-line workers everywhere. This new medium is just the beginning of experiencing what's possible. When you connect the digital world with the physical world to transform how we work, learn, and play. Today, this is more pronounced than ever. Computing is embedded in our world, in every place and in everything. Mark Weiser captured it best when he wrote some three decades ago, "The most profound technologies are those that disappear. They weave themselves into the fabric of everyday life until they're indistinguishable."
Weiser was
the
chief scientist at Xerox PARC.
That's the world today. Computing is becoming part of every aspect of our work and our daily life. There's computing in every place, in our homes, in our offices, factories, stadiums. There's computing in every industry, oil and gas, retail, agriculture, financial services. And there's computing in everything, from connected cars to connected refrigerators, smart surgical tools, and even smart coffee machines. This era of the intelligent cloud and intelligent edge is upon us. It's being driven by three massive monumental shifts.
I'm not doing the drinking game.
Good.
It's no longer confined to a device or even a single data center. Instead, it's ubiquitous fabric. It's distributed from the cloud to the edge, closer to where data is generated, and with the ability to adapt to the wide range of inputs, whether it's touch, speech, vision, or gestures. The second is AI. We've seen tremendous progress in the recent years, achieving human parity in object recognition, speech recognition, machine reading and comprehension, translation. These are not just breakthroughs that are theoretical. Instead, AI is being infused into every experience, mediating our interactions and distilling the knowledge from everything around us. And the third shift is about putting people at the center.
Of course, as Dave Gershkin says, it's clear how much Satya loves his lists.
Applications and experiences specifically for given devices.
You can see the bullet
points. But interaction model going forward is with computers and computing all around us. It's no longer about being device first. It's about putting the human first, and it includes all the devices in their lives. Together, these advances are shaping that next phase of innovation, enabling experiences that previously would have been unimaginable and technological breakthroughs that have been impossible. That's the world in front of us. This opportunity is what grounds us in our mission to empower every person and every organization on the planet to achieve more.
That's an updated mission statement.
You threw an extra word in there.
It used to be Windows in every pot or something like that.
And how we build it.
A PC in every garage. And
how we view the role of technology in our society and in our world. It starts with thinking about how we can help every person, every company, and even every country. How can they prosper in this new era? Our success lies in the success of our partners and customers and our ecosystem. This requires that we collectively move from being just passive consumers of technology to active producers of technology. We create technology so our customers can build their own technology, and this is imperative that's becoming even more important. Today, every company is a tech company, and every organization will need to build its own digital capability to compete, to grow, and to prosper. The next big tech breakthrough, the next advancement that will transform our lives will come not just from another technology company, but from a retailer or a healthcare provider or an auto manufacturer. For organizations, that means We must be their trusted partner, empowering them to build their own digital capability. Not to be dependent on Microsoft, but to become independent with Microsoft.
So that's a really an encapsulation
of the new Microsoft.
The defining
technologies of our times, whether it's AI, cloud, mixed reality,
partner,
cannot
side by
be
side
the province
and
of
equal. And the stream.
Customers are partners now.
So not to be dependent on Microsoft, but to be independent with Microsoft is a very, it's a subtle shift,
Chelsea
but
Potts,
that's clearly a shift.
A mother of two young children who was proud to land a job at a factory in rural Chillicothe, Ohio, outfitting the interiors of truck cabs. It was her dream job. It pays well, requires high skill. But picking up these skills required in a job can be stressful, especially learning that intricate sequence of tasks when you're just getting started. But what if she had a tool that empowered her on the job, that seamlessly guided her through each step so that she could be confident that from day one, eliminating any learning curve. That's what we're building technology for.
So that's,
to give
that's clearly
each
a HoloLens plug.
Superpowers.
Totally is. First line worker, HoloLens.
To enable more
HoloLens.
People to thrive and fully participate in our economies.
How do you know how to do your
and
job before you've done
the
job? And
to move us from an economy based on
HoloLens
just consumption
as you're doing it.
To an economy based on creation. At the same time, I'm clear-eyed about the unintended consequences of these advances.
Now, this is an interesting slide.
That's why we're committed to earning
privacy,
our customers' trust,
cybersecurity,
and instilling trust in technology across everything that we do.
Paul's
That's
been saying
why
for a long time,
Microsoft
needs to double down on privacy,
right.
as Apple has.
That's why we prioritize cybersecurity, not just for the largest of companies.
Oh, responsible AI, I missed the
but
AI.
But for small businesses and consumers who are often the most vulnerable to cyber attacks. And that's why we build AI responsibly, taking a principled approach and asking the difficult questions, like not what computers can do, but what computers should do. Our collective opportunity has never been greater. Imagine a future where every construction worker can visualize what their project will look like in 2 days or even in 2 weeks, predicting what will happen with astonishing accuracy. They can understand the state of the construction site, no matter how complex.
I wonder if they'll
if they're
address
behind,
the
to be
50
able to ask why, what's the
plus
problem, and adjust and get back
from Microsoft
on track.
Staff asking Nadella to end their $500 million Army contract to license HoloLens
year, just in the United
for
nah.
combat and training. They probably
of
won't.
Them, unfortunately, yeah. are fatal falls.
It's a big contract.
But imagine
though.
A future.
It is.
Where
want it.
The precursors to a fall are being understood, and a nurse receives an alert before the patient falls. The nurse reaches out to the patient, potentially saving a life. And imagine a future where students in a classroom see historical objects in intricate detail with as their teacher describes them. They can walk around the artifacts, resize them, move them, creating their own learning museums and bringing the past back to life. But we don't have to just imagine it. This future is here. Applying technology to empower every individual and every organization so any hospital, any small business, any startup with a world-changing vision and a passion and ingenuity to see it through can have meaningful impact. So they can bend the cost curve of healthcare, expand access to education, and create new jobs. That's what we're going to show you today.
So Nadella is
Let
doing
me welcome
what he
Julia onto
does
the stage
so well,
to start us off. Thank you all
which
very
is
much.
Kind of pitch the vision thing at a very high level. Sometimes you've been criticized for
that. Satya painted a picture of the possibilities
the head of marketing for Azure.
Of the intelligent cloud and intelligent edge experiences.
Julia White.
Let's now turn to some of the ways that these new experiences are developing. Now, over the past few years, you've likely heard a great deal about Microsoft's global intelligent cloud capabilities, including Azure, Office 365, and Dynamics 365. Well, today I want to focus a bit more deeply on the intelligent edge side of this story.
I imagine the journalists there to look at HoloLens are less interested.
For the first is that
this is, which is essentially a marketing pitch at this point. This is not new products.
And therefore, well, it's also her setting the stage for the you're going to hear about Azure and you're going to hear about Dynamics.
20 billion connected devices is
Azure
three times the number of cell phones in the world today. Now, the next key aspect of the edge is the sheer diversity. The variety of edge devices is vast, and it includes a massive set of participants. And this is why we have taken an ecosystem-first approach. We have worked with over 10,000 IoT partners to create solutions that span their IoT devices and Azure cloud services. And last April, we announced our $5 billion investment in IoT through 2022 toward enabling the development and customer adoption of these IoT solutions.
Microsoft has a pretty good IoT pitch,
so
right?
That begs the question.
They do.
Oh, yeah. What is Microsoft's
role in this edge ecosystem? We had a lot of Azure IoT services.
Right.
It's
plus security.
Vast. So right. It only makes sense for us to create a new device.
What they're not trying to do is what Apple and Google are trying to do and Amazon too, which is create a hub.
Now, a great example of this is Azure Sphere, which is our highly secure microcontroller or MCU that runs in edge devices.
Equal partner.
As we watched consumer and home devices increasingly
become
connected,
they don't necessarily have to own it.
Kitchen appliances, baby monitors. We also saw the growing
security threat. Empower it.
These consumer device manufacturers aren't usually cybersecurity experts. And after a few major industry-wide security breaches, we knew we needed to do something to help the industry and to help ensure
she's talking
all of our
about
safety.
This thing called Azure Sphere, which is the Microsoft Linux product on the microcontroller.
Security know-how from the Xbox console.
This is a security platform for IoT manufacturers.
And years of working on the Windows operating system level security and applied that to a Linux kernel to run on a tiny MCU. And then we added Azure security management capabilities to provide the world's most secure MCU, able to run across a broad set of edge devices. Now, companies like Starbucks are able to use Azure Sphere to securely connect their coffee
machines
across
their global locations. Of course, Google and Apple both have similar products, secure hardware.
This enables Starbucks to ensure their coffee machines are always running properly,
but they want to own the hub,
energy
and that
efficient,
may be a big
and
distinction.
Always able to serve their customers that perfect cup of coffee. Now, another aspect of the intelligent cloud and the intelligent edge solutions is the ability to bring together the digital and the physical world.
Are they going to rename that intelligent
edge? And this is because those edge devices sit within
that's a little inside baseball. I shouldn't.
By the cloud. This means that a camera running at a construction site doesn't just record video, but it actually understands the environment, the people, the things. And it's with this understanding that it unlocks new solutions. That
this
can
is where she's going to bring up the
job
new Albertsons
site,
deal.
Or enable greater efficiency in the building process. And as we've developed these powerful cloud services like Azure Digital Twins and Azure AI, we discovered that the industry actually lacked in an edge device capable of unlocking this potential. And as we did with Azure Sphere, we looked across the company. And we quickly realized that once again, we had very unique capabilities to help our customers realize this potential. It was nearly a decade ago that we released Microsoft Kinect with a depth sensor that allowed computers to better understand the real world.
And
while it started in gaming, Microsoft Kinect was using
Project Kinect. They announced it build last year,
and science.
The camera that's in that thing is what's in the HoloLens.
Technology could play an important role in bringing together the
they
digital
acquired that Israeli
and the physical
agents.
World
no, they did not. Apple acquired
today.
The Israeli
I'm
developers
incredibly
of
proud
this,
to announce Microsoft Azure
hardware.
Kinect. A new intelligent edge device that enables developers to create a wide range of AI-powered experiences. The Azure Kinect is a small, versatile device built for developers and works with a range of compute types. We brought together our best-in-class depth sensor that is one of the most advanced pieces of technology we have ever shipped. And then we combined it with a high-def camera and a spatial microphone array. Designed and built by our Microsoft Devices team, Azure Kinect is an intelligent edge device that doesn't just see and hear, it understands.
Is this a surprise,
people,
Mary Jo?
The environment, the objects,
no.
The actions.
And so this is an onboard computer. It's got sensors, it's got microphones, and it's got the HoloLens camera, and they're selling it to developers and saying, go build stuff with this thing in it.
And the depth sensor has options of either a wide or a narrow view to perfectly tune.
So it's not an end user product. It's a
and paired with
developer kit.
For intelligent cloud, intelligent edge solutions we haven't seen before.
And Whacking Cat is publishing a picture of it.
Early adopter program.
He's a little late on this one.
That guy.
Take DataMesh. They're a fast company, top 50 innovative company in China that creates solutions for auto manufacturing. And a key challenge in manufacturing
is ensuring
that the many frontline factory workers have the guidance to install the right part in the right way.
HoloLens.
Now, each car has thousands of parts, and many look very similar, so it's a difficult challenge.
That's the old one.
Well, DataMesh has begun testing Azure Connect to create a solution that compares the digital car design model to the physical parts on the factory floor. This helps ensure that the factory workers are using the right part in the right way, ultimately helping improve automotive safety and reliability. And then there's EVA Retail, a pioneer in retail store technology. And they're working on a solution with Azure Connect and combined with Azure AI, enabling high accuracy solutions for both self-checkout and grab-and-go shopping.
That's a direct competitor to Amazon.
We're working with
Acuvera,
the only company with an AI computer vision-based patient fall prevention system. And they're working with partners like Cleveland Clinic. As Satya spoke earlier about those fatal patient falls in hospitals, it's in fact Acuvera that is building this solution with Azure Connect to proactively alert nurses to a likely patient fall so that nurse has the ability to reach that patient before the fall
just,
occurs.
He was a little woozy
We're
from
very
his
excited to be working
colonoscopy,
with
got up, fell, and he's in a wheelchair now for life.
From 11,000 each year.
So that is a very serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking on behalf of the Azure team and the Microsoft Devices team, I'm incredibly proud to bring
bucks.
This technology to market.
That's a good, is that a good price?
Azure Connect,
I think it is.
$399.
I guess it is.
Developers can pre-order it today.
Pre-orders
now,
today.
Let me introduce
bucks.
My dear friend, my partner in crime, and some might even call him a magician, Alex Kittman.
Ah, this is
the mad
inventor,
scientist.
The inventor of Connect and HoloLens, right?
Great.
Alex Kittman. Oh, yeah, he looks like a mad scientist.
It all began with a simple question. How can technology adapt to people?
He's wearing a Doctor Who jacket.
People adapting to technology. Now, the simple question has fueled our work since 2008. Connect was the beginning of the answer and the first intelligent device to enter our homes. Connect recognized us, understood what we were saying, and it understood.
The fastest selling consumer device in history, and it was a flop.
2010, Connect transformed the way we play by turning voice and movement into magic. And the experience
I thought
of being
it was
able
a
to
great
just
product,
reach out into space and
I don't
play
know. Consumers didn't.
Made us
had
realize
some limitations.
How confining living life through flat, three-dimensional screens really is. It drove us to find a way to bring the digital experience into our physical world. It drove us to create Microsoft HoloLens, the first holographic computer. In 2016, HoloLens started the mixed reality revolution by bringing intelligence to the edge of computing. And over the last 3 years, individual developers, large enterprises, and brand new startups have been dreaming up beautiful things, helpful things, inspired things. These mixed reality experiences have been used by hundreds of thousands of people.
There's, of course,
the way we
HoloLens
work,
in
communicate,
the,
learn, and play.
The National Space Station.
Which leads us to today. The next chapter in our journey. Say hello to HoloLens 2.
And you were right, Mary Jo. This is exactly what the announcement is. That camera is basically the camera system in the old HoloLens, right?
It's a new camera.
Okay.
An updated camera.
Maybe it's this. Yep. Maybe it's this camera.
It is. It's the one in Azure Connect.
Okay. So this is a repositioning for me of HoloLens. I, as a consumer technology reporter, I always focus on the games and the fun things you can do with it. But they're seeing it really as an intelligent edge device, which is a kind of a recontextualization. That
yeah, they're admitting it's an enterprise device first and foremost.
But not merely enterprise. It's really about the camera. It's about intelligence, and I think AI combined with this becomes a very interesting thing. It's not an amusement product.
No, there's an AI coprocessor in it.
Yeah.
So
they're showing repair, motorcycle mechanics, doctors doing surgery, visualizing a heart in a patient before they actually perform the surgery. A theatrical designer seeing what her set will look like before she actually places it in the theater. So these are really interesting applications of this. When they launched HoloLens, they showed Minecraft. They showed monsters coming through the wall. I don't think we're going to see that this time.
Every step of this journey,
I'm extremely proud to introduce to all of you HoloLens 2. With HoloLens 2, we once again set the high watermark for mixed reality.
So the leaked images were exactly right.
On the edge of computing.
Mm-hmm.
To our customers, partners, and fans, thank you. From Germany to China, from Japan to the United States, and everywhere across the globe. We have been listening to your feedback, and you have been asking us.
This is the lesson Google learned with Google Glass, too, that the industrial applications are
where it belongs. You have been asking us for more immersion so that you can see more of the holographic landscape. Second, you have been asking us for more comfort so that you can stay immersed for longer periods of time. Third, you have been asking for industry-leading value right out of the box so that you can start instantly with mixed reality solutions designed for the modern workplace. So let's start today by talking about immersion. The most important aspect of immersion is defined by how much holographic detail your eye can perceive for each degree of sight. 47 pixels per degree of sight is an important number to remember. Now, this is important because this is what allows us to read 8-point font on a holographic website. This is what allows us to have precise interactions with holograms, and ultimately, this is what allows us to create and be immersed in mixed reality. HoloLens 1 is the only headset in the industry capable of displaying 47 pixels per degree of sight. And today, I'm incredibly proud to announce that with HoloLens 2, we more than doubled our field of view while maintaining 47 pixels per degree of sight on HoloLens.
So that was one question, is how big the field of view will be, twice as big.
To put it in perspective...
That's good. I hope it's vertical.
Highlight
this is kind of a mail slot right now. It's wide enough.
This is the
equivalent
of moving from a 720p television to a 2K television for each of your eyes. Now, no such technology exists in the world. So in the same way we had to invent time-of-flight sensors for Kinect, waveguides for HoloLens, and a holographic processing unit for AI inferencing on the edge, with HoloLens 2, we invented an industry-defining MEMS display. Now, these are the smallest and most power-efficient 2K displays in existence. Now, they allow us to dramatically grow immersion while shrinking the size of the displays. But immersion is about more than just the holograms we place in the world. Immersion is also about how you interact with them. HoloLens 2 adapts to you. It adapts to your hands. And goes beyond
Qualcomm has done MEMS displays. In fact, Apple is building a big MEMS display plant.
Letting you experience what it feels
like
for the first time.
Articulated hand gesture. That's great because you don't have to do that weird click thing anymore. Now you can touch the hologram.
It's much more natural.
Way more natural.
Where you are looking. Enabling us to do things like understanding your intent and adapting the holograms in real time to your eyes. Then using the same cameras, we've enabled Windows Hello, iris-based biometric authentication.
Iris.
The most secure and reliable enterprise-grade solution.
That's good.
So to complement immersion, let's talk about comfort. We optimize HoloLens 2 for long wear and comfort. Keeping with Microsoft's tradition of inclusive design, we 3D scans the heads of thousands of people across a wide range of ages, genders, and ethnicities. And we then use this data to create a device that's once again sets the highest bar for both ergonomics as well as comfort. HoloLens 2 has a universal fit system that works on the broadest and most diverse range of people.
We call it the forehead suction cup.
Or not. Putting it on should be as simple as putting on your favorite hat.
This is good because have you ever put the first one on? You have to turn
a lot of adjustments.
Entirely out of carbon
there
fiber.
There is a, looks like a screw on the back.
A light and durable in a device that is ready for the modern workplace.
But does look much more comfortable.
We also fundamentally change how that weight
is wearing it right now, we should point out.
Making you feel as if the device is floating on
it's
your
probably
head.
More comfortable with it on anyway.
Now, as a result of these and hundreds of other changes, I'm incredibly proud that with HoloLens 2, we more than tripled the comfort of the device. HoloLens 2
I don't know how you measure
standard,
that, but
yeah, me neither.
In mixed reality headset.
Wow, this is three times more
now,
comfortable.
Now, the list of innovations in HoloLens 2 goes on and on. But instead of telling you about it, why don't we show you? Please help me welcome on stage.
Do you think people get used to
researcher
that
and engineer
look
from our HoloLens team, Julia Schwartz?
It'll just become commonplace.
Maybe, because if you only wear it inside of a factory or something, who cares, right?
Hello, Barcelona. Hello, world. I am incredibly excited to be here.
I believe the millennial
very special
representation is now on stage.
Something we've been looking forward to for many
years. Yes.
When we set out to build HoloLens 2, we wanted to create something that you didn't need to learn how to use. You should just know it. And we call this instinctual interaction.
Nina Fried is saying, but does it fold?
Now, as Alex mentioned, HoloLens 2 is very comfortable. It fits just like a hat. And the only thing that's even more effortless is how
it automatically
signed in.
It fits just like a hat.
With Windows Hello and RS Syndication,
but that would be a big deal, right?
HoloLens 2 is actually signing in.
It would be huge. If it's more evenly weighted and it doesn't rest so heavily on the bridge of your nose.
It looks like that's the case, right?
It also recognizes my hands.
And this is the gesture.
Look,
oh, look at that.
Fully
so
here we go.
This is something Microsoft did so well in the launch.
My hands around, the HoloLens 2 is
was demonstrated so that the audience could see it.
Right.
And of course,
they're doing the same
not only
thing.
Does the HoloLens 2 recognize me and my hands, it also recognizes the world.
She just tapped.
Welcome to my mixed reality home.
Looks like that tap gesture is still there.
This is the
there.
Place where I have all the apps and content that I use every day. Let's check some of them out.
It's like clicking a mouse, I guess.
I've seen many people put on HoloLens the first time. And the first thing people do when they put on the device is they reach out their hands and try and touch the holograms.
Oh, interesting. That's
new,
isn't it?
You can.
Yep.
Look at the way that the hologram is responding to my hand, almost inviting me to touch it.
So it gives you the shape of the object
I
you're looking at.
To resize it.
Does.
Or I can rotate it.
In a way, that's better than guessing where it ends.
It's hard to do that.
Yeah, you're still looking through a slot, but
at least
you get a sense of where that thing is.
Let me just put it right there.
Yep. And look what else she's doing. She's using her eyes to pick out objects. That's different, too, the eye tracking part.
Interesting.
Before, it would just be like you're looking at a big scene, but now she's looking at a specific thing, and then it's lighting up.
Wow.
All right, now let's switch gears and talk about a different kind of application.
And she's,
I've got a browser
way,
over there,
very
but it's kind of far away, and I don't really want to walk over there. So let me just call it over with my voice. Follow me.
Oh, wow.
This is a browser that's running Microsoft Teams, which is a tool that we use back home to collaborate. Let me see what the team's been working on. Okay.
Do you think this
looks like they've got a surprise for me
the
in the productivity
apps
say the word
3D.
Show surprise.
Yeah.
All right. So
but on the other hand, I think they're trying to pitch this as something you just leave on all day.
And then launch it.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
So now we're actually exiting my mixed reality home and going into an immersive experience. But notice that that browser that I had actually
first
followed
was a developer
in.
Kit. Is this going to be an end
be really
user
when you
product?
Have things like emails or
it's going to be for businesses.
Reference while you're doing your work.
Purchasable by developers and business customers, like first for their first line workers.
Right.
And then we'll get back to it later.
So you'll start seeing people
Welcome
wearing these in some environments.
We spent years exploring and refining interactions for HoloLens 2. And the playground is just a tiny sampling of the many prototypes that we built, tested, and learned from. Our approach was basically to try out as many things as we could and look for the things that stood out. So, for example, here I've got three sliders. Each of them is controlling this wind farm
simulation. So inevitably
they're
going
to
be compared
to each in a different way using a different interaction technique.
Magically pass focus more
on
the consumer
experience. One of the
things
we tried is this touch slider here. So here I can just stick my finger in the slider
and have it go
to a
particular value
to control that wind speed there.
Look at that. With her finger she's moving the slider.
That's okay. We also tried this push slider. So this guy can kind of nudge from side to side, kind of like an abacus, which was interesting.
These are, I presume,
now,
rejected
the interaction
UIs.
That really took home the cake, though, was this pinch slider. The way that works is you just pinch it and move it wherever you want.
Wow.
And
it's
what
pretty
we found
responsive.
Was that people really like that tactile sensation of their fingers touching as they grabbed and then released. And across the board, for all interactions, the audio and visual feedback as you grab, move, and and then release. We're all really critical to making this experience
no haptic
feel
feedback.
Connected.
But the audio might do the
job. This is just
so
satisfying. I can't wait for you all to try this out.
All right. She's really enjoying
now
it.
Now let's move on to a different kind of control. Buttons. How do you press buttons on HoloLens 2? Well, you just reach out and press them.
I like the sound.
Now, one interesting thing that we found about buttons was that the size of the buttons actually impacted the way that people interacted with them. So, for example, for the smaller one, most people would use one or maybe two fingers. But for the larger one, pretty much everyone used their entire hand. And this is kind of interesting when you think about it, because these objects don't really weigh anything. They're just digital things. But despite that, people would treat them like
enthusiasm.
Real things.
She really cares a lot about this.
I love the way these move.
She likes it. Yep.
Yeah. When I press them. It's great.
Good presenter.
Yes.
All right. How about something that uses all 10 fingers? Well, to test that out, we built a piano. So here I can just play a chord. Or I can play the keys one at a time.
The difficult thing with this is that your finger is going through space. It isn't actually touching anything.
Right.
That's right. Why that pinch
so
thing
that
works, because at least
the team had for me.
Your fingers are touching your other finger.
Show
that's right.
Surprise. Ooh, look at that hummingbird over there. It's gorgeous. I wonder if it will fly to my hand. Yeah.
It is Tinkerbell.
Oh, wow. This is beautiful.
There's a little lag.
I just love the way that it's following my hand around. I've got to tell the team, they've done a great job. And, in fact, I don't even need to use my hands to do this, because I can use my eyes and my voice. That's right. HoloLens 2 has eye tracking. So I could just look over this browser here and look at the bottom of the screen to scroll it.
Wow.
And then send my message.
Good.
How hard will that be to get used to?
That'll be easier than how it is now.
Okay. Which is with face scrolling with your hand, your finger?
You're like moving your whole head usually. Oh. And this is just, you look at something and you pick it up.
So this is what we mean by instinctual interaction. By combining our hands, our eyes,
all new,
and our voice.
You know, greenfield research. Nobody's knows how to do this. You're reinventing the UI.
I want to thank Owen Redmond and across the world for all of their incredible work to making this dream a reality. And I'm sure that I speak on behalf of all of us when
Peter
I say
Bright says
that
the full finger tracking will make a huge difference. The lack of direct manipulation in the first gen
really can't
felt
wait
really, really strange.
It was terrible. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Julia, that was incredible.
Frank X Shaw is responding to Tom Warren on Twitter. Clearly, they're watching the response, the reaction from the tech press.
Ever getting in the way. Rather than you adapting to the device, HoloLens 2 adapts to you. With HoloLens 2, we more than double the immersion.
Warren says, I think you're going to be surprised by who jumps on stage.
But as you just saw,
and Frank X Shaw said, not me.
He knows. HoloLens 2 also evolves our interaction model by significantly advancing how people engage with holograms, making the engagement more instinctual and more human.
It flips up. That's interesting.
Immersion.
That's good. I like that.
Comfort.
So they do want you to wear it all day.
Time to value.
Right, otherwise, you have to keep
today,
taking it off.
It can take between 3 to 6 months before mixed reality creates value for an enterprise. Now, this is because code needs to be written before you can unlock business value within an industry. With HoloLens 2, we wanted to provide organizations across multiple industries immediate time to value, shortening this process from months to just minutes. And today, I am proud to announce that with HoloLens 2, we will launch with a suite of solutions from Microsoft and a suite of solutions from our amazing industry partners. Solutions ranging from healthcare to architecture to manufacturing and many, many more. HoloLens 2 is ready to provide professionals immediate time to value. Immediate value for doctors. Immediate value for architects. Immediate value for mechanics. So let's start today by zooming into the set of solutions from Microsoft. Last year, we launched the first two mixed reality solutions for Dynamics 365, Remote Assist and Layout. And since then, first-line workers around the globe are solving problems more quickly in all of their daily operations. Remote Assist and Layout will be updated for and available on HoloLens 2. And today, we are launching a brand new Dynamics 365 solution for mixed reality, Dynamics 365 Guides. Now, Guides was designed to help fill the pending skills gap by enabling business processes to be mined and workplace wisdom to be preserved. Guides will help workers get up to speed faster on difficult tasks by placing step step-by-step instructions right where the work is happening.
This is good. Training
for example,
guides.
Take Alaska
3D.
Airline.
Yep.
They are already exploring how guides can support new
this
airline mechanics.
This is one use case that everybody agrees.
So they can come
great.
Up to speed faster.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah. General Dynamics, on the other hand, is evaluating guides as a way to capture the wisdom of experienced workers who have developed highly specialized procedures so they can be passed on to the next generation
That's interesting.
Of workers.
It needs to be easy to make
and
these
today,
guides.
Today, I am happy to announce that Dynamics 365 Guides is already available for preview across all of our HoloLens 1 customers. And it will become fully available for HoloLens 2 later this year. Now, we're seeing incredible momentum with HoloLens, and I'm both honored and extremely excited to be partnering with industry pioneers. Pioneers like Philips Healthcare, Bentley System, Bosch, and many, many others to bring the next generation mixed reality solutions to our enterprises worldwide. So let's talk about one of them. Imagine transforming any room into an infinite workplace. When you can teleport your presence anywhere and visualize and collaborate on your ideas with anyone effortlessly. You will forever transform personal computing, single person, single device, single experience, into truly collaborative computing, where devices become just lenses into our connected mixed world. And to show us true collaborative computing on HoloLens 2, please help me welcome on stage co-founder and CEO of Spatial and a very good friend, Anant.
Who is Spatial?
Hi, everybody.
And
so
Anand apparently has no
Microsoft
last name.
On our shared mission to elevate human collaboration.
I want
to
say I got a wall.
Today, companies tackling the world's biggest
3D modeling solutions for developers.
And the HoloLens lets us work together.
So that is
standing next to each other face to face.
The big hill to
show
climb,
you how
which
that works.
Is creating
Let
content.
Let me just flip into Spatial here with
exactly.
my HoloLens 2 and materialize the room. Hi, Jenna.
Oh,
hi,
wow,
Anand.
Look at that.
Hey, everyone. Great. It's great to be here on stage holographically.
Great to have you here,
it's
Jenna.
It's a little uncanny valley.
Tell everybody a little bit about what you're seeing.
Is he real?
Sure. I can see your lifelike avatar, which we generate in seconds from a 2D photo. And we can walk around the
it
stage
is generated.
With spatial audio and use this
so
whole
it's not
space
video.
Around
it's
us
a,
to collaborate
a,
as if we're all here
it's a
together
creepy looking
in the same room.
Cool. Avatar generated from a 2D picture.
Spatial to transform the way they work.
We know what those look like.
Let's invite Sven Gerjets, CTO of the iconic toy brand Mattel, onto the stage.
Hey, guys, how awesome is this? So at Mattel, we're undergoing a massive digital transformation. It's touching all aspects of our business. This includes the way that we're using technology to design and to develop our products. Our classic brands
so
like Barbie,
there in a
Hot
nutshell
Wheels,
is the difference.
Fisher
Instead
products,
of Mattel developing
of designers,
toys,
engineers,
people can use with HoloLens, they're using HoloLens to develop
that are spread
toys.
All over the world. Mm-hmm. They can now
that
come
really
together
makes much
in a
more
spatial
sense.
Project room, reducing the need to travel as much to get everybody on the same page.
Now, creepy avatar is pretending
toys,
to look at these.
Like
I don't.
This rescue Herofires truck here. We're able to pin up.
They showed this holoportation thing with HoloLens 1, but it never really worked that well.
Yeah.
Or videos, or even concept art.
But his arms
Teams
really
can now
look
rapidly
weird.
Exchange ideas and create a shared understanding.
And they're streaming. This is not just us. This has been happening.
No,
I see people
it's happening
complaining
in the stream.
Yeah.
So
something
to find potential issues much earlier in the cycle. For instance, guys, take a look at this wheel clearance here.
Oh yeah, I can see that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So I can pull out my spatial phone app and write a quick note, and then just hit send, and it becomes a digital sticky note, which I can just grab.
I could just
and stick
oh,
right onto the fire truck.
This is a brave demo, right?
I know it is. Yeah.
We can also use spatial much earlier in our
That's
design
the first
process
glitch in the
to
demo.
Ideate and generate inspiration.
Remember.
Okay, guys, let's come up with some ideas for a line of aquatic toys.
Yeah.
I guess you could get used
How
to creepy avatar.
Yeah. Sea turtles.
Oh, that's really cool. Let's try sharks.
Sharks.
That's cool. How about jellyfish?
So all we have to do is say the words, and they're instantly
whatever
jellyfish
right is didn't really
you
there it is.
One of these bundles, and they expand it to a full blown internet search. complete with 3D models.
So that's why they were very clearly enunciating the
search
term.
Why don't we click into just the images here so we can get some good inspiration for this new aquatic line?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Every object you see in Spatial is physical and tactile. So you can scroll through or pick up images you like and toss them up on the wall with
wow.
physics.
Wow, that is wild.
And we don't have to just stick with digital content. I can actually pull up these sketches I did on my phone last night using that same Spatial app. I just pull up those photos and hit send. And they're instantly transformed into this digital environment.
Nice drawings. It's so easy to fill up your room with ideas. So we built this tool to help you quickly organize
all these
ideas.
It's the ultimate vision board tool.
So let me select all of these. Make a grid. This goes to the wall.
This is good because they're really showing how somebody who's adept at the manipulation
that anyone can access or contribute
can really
to
do stuff
at any
this.
Time.
You'd have if, to
whether they're
it,
using an AR or VR headset or even a PC or mobile phone.
So that's right. Now we can have virtually
seems
rich
like it works a lot
visual
better than
rooms
HoloLens
that we can
wanted.
Keep up for the life of the product.
The HoloLens
that means
one
no
demos were amazing.
Down,
yeah, that's
it wasn't
true.
Really the same.
Still waiting for space spiders, though.
Yep.
So Spatial and HoloLens are helping us drive improvements in our digital design and development process, changing the way we create new toys. By bringing people together from all over the world to collaborate in the same virtual room, we're overcoming a natural barrier to our collective success. That's people's desire for direct face-to-face interaction when building commitment and trust.
Yeah.
We're so excited really to see faster time space. To market and reduced need to travel, as well as the many other benefits that we're going to unleash at Mattel as we collaborate in
this
mixed reality.
This is the
reality.
Next generation of conferencing.
Thank you. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you, Alex.
And there's that special
now,
camera rig they're using to
of time
make
to value,
that work. It's
we have
non-trivial,
seen HoloLens
obviously.
Get used in a variety of different environments. Environments ranging from construction sites to operating rooms, to even the International Space Station. Now, in many of these environments, HoloLens has been modified by our customers to fit their specific needs. But these take significant time, and the results aren't always as comfortable or as immersive as
we'd
like.
So that's a HoloLens built into a hard
hat. So with
HoloLens
2, we wanted to change that. We
right.
wanted our
they have
partners
that already
to be
with
able
HoloLens
to customize
1
HoloLens
with a company called
so
Trimble.
So that their customers could get the best and most comfortable experience immediately. And today, I am proud to announce the HoloLens Customization Program. A program that will allow our partners to customize HoloLens 2 to meet all of their specific needs. And the first partner to take advantage of our customization program is Trimble, a global leader leveraging cutting-edge technology to transform the construction industry. And to tell us more about it, please help me welcome on stage Vice President of Trimble Buildings and an incredible partner, Roz Buick. Hi, Roz.
Thanks, Alex. Hi, everyone. Trimble is a market leader in innovative digital technologies that transform the way the world works. In industries such as agriculture, transportation, surveying, and construction, we empower the workforce all the way from boots on the ground, field crews, to office employees and professionals by deeply understanding and optimizing the operational and business workflows. And over the last 4 years, we've partnered with Microsoft to focus on mixed reality, innovating around software that brings actionable insights to the field and job site. In construction, those solutions are used for workflows like quality assurance, training, visualization of 3D constructible BIM models, off-site manufacturing and prefabrication and fabrication.
I'm very impressed. Both you and Paul have
and
already
for many
filed
of our
stories.
Customers,
while you're doing this,
technology.
I was set. I was ready.
You're ready to press the button.
It's real, real working technology that's adding value in the field every day. So let me tell you about one client example. A few months ago, a construction team working on a building project in Colorado. We're walking the site to validate the HVAC heating and cooling system to be installed the following week. They used the HoloLens technology to view the 3D models against the already built physical structure, and when they suddenly discovered a clash or collision between the mechanical and plumbing systems. Fortunately, the HoloLens solution let them visualize that issue in context early so they could fix it before the installation team came on site. And that was in spite of months of coordinating the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing models on a computer screen in the office. The issue was only discoverable by viewing the systems via HoloLens in a real-world context on a one-to-one basis. And solving that problem before any physical construction had started meant they averted a delay of more than a week. So we're super proud to partner with Microsoft to transform to a new era in construction. Using Microsoft's latest technology with Trimble's unique, constructible, and connected workflows, we're actually enabling intuitive 3D for everyone on a project. So we're excited to be here today to announce the Trimble XR10 with HoloLens 2.
I just posted the spec sheet to Twitter.
This is
the first HoloLens 2 enabled solution
in the world.
It is.
For frontline workers in environments requiring certified hard hat safety or personal protection.
I know, in a way, it's easier to wear, right?
Yeah, it's a hat. It actually is a hat.
Benefits of HoloLens 2 that you've heard about.
And the weight would be theoretically distributed across
your whole head. But now with new construction workflow features to empower the worker in the field to do their work right first time. And using advanced Trimble software for design and construction, the XR10 lets architects, engineers, and contractors to bring the 3D constructible model detail and process all the way from office to field and on to the tool. So now you can visualize and build exactly what you want, and this helps you deliver your projects on time and in budget. The Trimble XR10 will be available for first customer shipment at the same time as Microsoft HoloLens 2.
Thank you, Roz.
Which we think is by the end of the year, but they haven't said that yet.
And AI infuses our cloud and our edges with intelligence.
I haven't set a price yet either. I know you know.
How can we build a complex
edge? But don't tell me.
Okay, I won't tell you.
Surprise me.
A platform where we can run low latency AI on the edge and high precision AI in the cloud. A platform where the intelligence of the edge is self-contained and doesn't require connectivity. And the intelligence of the cloud works across different platforms, different sensor configurations, and different
So this is not factors. A thin client. This is a very, very okay? smart client.
I'm excited to announce that we're doing exactly that. We are enabling developers to combine the power of HoloLens with the power of Azure by introducing a suite of mixed reality services. And although these are all cross-platform, HoloLens 2 was designed from the ground up with these services in mind. The first service we are announcing is Spatial Anchors, a fully cross-platform service that supports AR Kit, AR Core, and of course, HoloLens.
I wonder how the company Spatial
simply,
feels about
this will
that
enable
name.
The birth of the Internet of Holograms, a world where holograms can be shared with others across different devices in different form factors.
Let me send you a hologram.
A world where every device becomes a lens into our connected mixed world.
That's an interesting...
The second service we're announcing today is remote rendering.
I don't know what's going on.
A service that will help solve a key problem facing our community of developers. From automotive to manufacturing, from architecture to healthcare. Our customers need highly precise and detailed representations of their 3D content. This service will enable developers to use the power of Azure to directly stream high polygon content with no decimation to HoloLens, allowing HoloLens 2 to display holograms of infinite detail far in excess of what's possible with edge compute or rendering alone.
Screens.
When we combine the power of HoloLens with the power of Azure, our partners can deliver transformative solutions. So let's take a look at one of these next-generation experiences. Created by a great partner and a global leader in industrial IoT, PTC. PTC is using HoloLens and Azure together to drive digital transformation in industrial enterprises. And to show us, please help me welcome on stage the CEO of PTC and an inspiring mixed reality leader, Jim Heppelman.
Hey,
hi,
Alex.
Jim.
So according to Lance Yulenoff,
great to be here.
Spatial Anchors supports
PTC
both Apple's AR kit and
enabling
Google's
industrial
AR
enterprises.
It does. So you can use those two services they just showed on phones and the HoloLens.
Interesting.
We do this with an industrial innovation platform that includes ThingWorks for IoT and Vuforia for mixed reality. One of our customers, Howden, part of the Colfax company.
But as you point out in your tweet, that's kind of an interim solution. Ultimately, you believe Kipman's seeing this as a replacement for phones. Effectively.
He said that before.
Vuforia and ThingWorks to provide their customers with an integrated self-service solution to avoid costly and potentially dangerous downtime. To tell you more, I'd like to invite Maria Wilson, who is the global leader of data-driven advantage from Howden, to join us on stage.
That's got
to
be some card.
Thank you, Maria.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Maria.
Howden, like so many organizations
in the world, is an industrial IoT company. That's who's talking now.
Downtime is increasingly unacceptable to our customers. We decided to use PTC's Vuforia Studio and a challenge to address this critical issue and to provide a really value, immersive mixed reality experience to our customers through the use of HoloLens. Today, we are streaming sensor data from our equipment into Azure IoT Hub directly into PTC's ThingWorx solution. And the seamless integration provides equipment operators everywhere in the world with the right information they need to keep the blower running at its best efficiency. Now, let's have a look at how easy it is to create content in Vuforia Studio. And I'll start by using Vuforia Studio drag and drop interface. This is a pretty seamless process because it allows me to import existing 3D CAD models of our equipment. Next, to include sensor data, I'll simply drag in a ThingWorx IoT gauge to the right position and bind that to the data stream from the Azure IoT Hub. The seamless integration between ThingWorx and Azure IoT allows our customers to see a real-time visualization of the Howden digital twin model overlaid on the actual blower using mixed reality. To further enhance this experience, we're also including instant access to other relevant asset documents, like drawings, maintenance history, and work instructions. Finally, with just one click, this whole experience is published to Azure and ready for the operator to view.
This published experience can now be used in two different ways. Machine, it provides seasoned operators with critical insights and instructions to keep the equipment up and running. But it can also be used in a hologram form to train new or less experienced workers before putting them into an actual operating environment. So, Alex, would you mind sitting in for a new blower control room operator?
Look at that camera.
I'm excited.
Rig.
Let's
that
do this.
That is something.
It is.
All right.
So it lets them do all the magic.
Right. On. I see before you. Let's start the operator.
And as some said, misrepresent a little bit the
it
field
does.
Of view. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see lots of different training experiences here.
But a lot of, almost all the things they're interacting with fit inside that little
Now I need to
mail
place
slot.
It on stage. Let's
Not
pick
so little
stage
anymore. But
and
hopefully it's a
big.
Double mail slot.
Right.
Wow. That's beautiful.
I don't know
so
if
Alex
would.
Is now viewing the experience that Maria published from Vuforia Studio.
So he's probably not seeing that whole
live
thing.
IoT data
no, he's
streaming
not.
In from an actual blower out in the field. While this experience offers significant benefits from a time and cost of training perspective.
And that's why he rotates his head around.
Thus far, it's only been geared for individual participation. But now, let's make it more collaborative. By leveraging the Azure Spatial Anchor service within Vuforia Studio and View, we can let Maria seamlessly join in Alex's experience.
See, that's really interesting. So
Maria
you don't
can
have
simply
to buy an
take out her iPad
HoloLens.
And launch Vuforia View. Once Maria points her iPad at the same location where Alex placed the blower, she can participate in the mixed reality experience, making it far more interactive and collaborative.
That's right, Jim.
So the way that's working
that
is
Alex
in Azure, they're rendering this, and then they're streaming it down to your device.
Got it.
Training scenarios. Alex, let's simulate a gear failure mode.
Uh-oh. I see their gear vibration went down, and I have here threshold exceeded. Please inspect. Let's go ahead and select that.
Alex, I think you might be dealing with a broken gear tooth, and you will probably have to replace the gear assembly.
All right, I'll roll up my sleeves and get some work done here. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Right, I'm going to start the disassembly instructions for the gear assembly.
This is pretty cool. I don't have any real world experience to know whether it would be useful. But
me neither. Gear assembly, haven't done that.
Alex is using HoloLens too. He has access
he's
to
practicing
a wide range of
as a surgeon's
hand and eye tracking
capabilities. Before he does the
they're all available
repair.
In Vuforia Studio.
I doubt you could lift that gear with
all
one
right,
hand.
All right, let's put it back.
Unless Alex is extremely strong.
That is so awesome. Vuforia Studio allowed Maria and Howden to create
cool.
a single mixed reality experience. Without worrying
Again,
about which platform it would be
I wonder
on.
About authoring. That's
so
I mean, I guess
Maria
if you have the CAD
chose to drive the experience
files
through her iPad
for that
because it allowed
product.
Her to present various training scenarios mm-hmm. through
as
a 2D touch
read
interface.
Those.
While Alex chose to view the experience in a HoloLens too, because he wanted a hands-free experience and the ability to view and interact with the CAD model. Vuforia Studio's integration with Azure Spatial Anchor Services took that one step further by allowing them to seamlessly share the same mixed reality experience.
Inspiring. Thank you so much,
Thanks
Maria.
So much, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
So much, Jim.
Thank you.
It's funny that the super
title...
Makes
these ecosystem. Exciting, right?
Yeah.
It's industrial design.
Yeah. But it's, yeah. I mean, I could yeah. see the, I could see how that would be exciting for people in that
reimagining collaboration
field.
Totally. Mixed reality.
Yeah. And we just this is where all the money is for this stuff.
Absolutely.
Every worker... To be more
and
productive
for us as consumers,
reality.
This is
now, as we
you
look
know
to the future
how it begins.
We still need to address
I imagine there's some trickle down
barrier with technology today.
No, I think it will system. Trickle down.
Yeah.
The walls that make our world feel divided and make our world feel broken. As leaders in mixed reality, we want to do it differently. We want the third era of computing, the era of mixed reality, to be future forward and more culturally relevant. As members
That's
of the mixed reality
a, sounds
community,
like a Satya Nadella line.
We want the future
mm-hmm.
to be open. Open to your creativity, open
That's
to your ideas,
a Satya
open
Nadella.
To your vision.
Vision.
Now imagine what we accomplish as a mixed reality community when barriers are removed and we
That's
transition
such a different
from
Microsoft.
Walled gardens into a communal garden.
Microsoft was a quintessential
Today,
walled garden.
Microsoft is making durable commitments
and Apple now is,
on
of
certain
course.
Core principles. Across the openness of our mixed reality ecosystem. These principles define the rights for all our mixed reality ecosystem participants. Principle number one, we believe in an open app store model. Now, of course, we'll have Microsoft Store, but developers will have the freedom to create their own stores as first-class citizens in our experience. Similar to how SteamVR is a popular store for mixed reality content on Windows, we'll want any app store provider to feel welcome within our ecosystem. Principle two, we believe in an open web browsing model. Now, of course, we will have Microsoft Edge, but developers will have the freedom to create web browsers as first-class citizens in our experience. And today, I am proud to announce that Firefox
What?
Will be joining us with a web browsing experience native on HoloLens.
That's very interesting.
Yep.
Especially in light
three,
of the fact that Edge is now going to be a Chromium
in an open API surface area and
browser.
Driver model. Mm-hmm. And we'll continue to participate
so
and guide open
platforms.
Standards like OpenXR so that anyone can innovate within our headsets, from the sensors that are being used to the differentiated experiences that are being created. Now, with these principles in place, imagine the innovation and imagine the breakthroughs. I have great hopes and great dreams for what we'll accomplish together in this ecosystem. And to help us dream about this future, I am honored to invite an industry luminary to tell us about his dreams for our mixed reality ecosystem. Founder and CEO of Epic, Tim Sweeney.
Wow. Okay. So there Boy. Is a gaming side to this. This is the creator of Fortnite.
Hi, Alex. Thank
Doesn't
you.
Doesn't he hate Microsoft? This
yeah,
guy?
Epic Games
no,
Microsoft
no. You're thinking of Gabe Newell.
For more than 25
okay.
years.
Who does?
So we've really helped to shape the industry
them.
Together.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Tim's attitude. He
with
might
Xbox
not.
And Gears of War.
Clearly.
And most recently in opening up Fortnite with cross-platform play between seven
device
families. This
guy made $7 billion last year.
Now Fortnite. We're here witnessing the birth of an entirely new generation of technology with augmented reality and HoloLens.
He's the nerd.
I believe
the
AR is
the
going
house.
To be the primary platform of the future for both work and for entertainment. And you know, AR is going to play such an intimate role in our lives that we've got to establish clear ground rules respecting everyone's rights. That means open platforms, open ecosystems, and privacy protections that put the user
Actually, you're
first.
Right. He's not a fan.
And that is exactly
he
what
said
right.
Microsoft would make Steam
today.
Progressively worse.
So Epic will fully
he
support
says Microsoft's
Microsoft's
UWP is woefully inadequate.
Term. So we're starting with the Unreal
on
Engine.
On Twitter, he said, I don't hate Microsoft. I hate Microsoft's petty, anti-consumer, anti-developer decisions.
Unreal Enable is television.
Yeah, he's not a fan.
That was a couple of years ago. Times change.
To bring photorealistic he's final in the pixels to HoloLens
4-comma club.
And at Epic Games, we also make games. Perhaps you've heard of some of them. And though I'm not here to announce a game or a consumer AR strategy yet, I am here to tell you that in the years to come, Epic will support HoloLens in all of our endeavors. We'll support HoloLens as an open platform, and we will resist attempts to build walled gardens around our lives.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Thanks, Alex.
Really interested to pull Tim Sweeney on stage. That is unexpected. They didn't do any, you know, in Space Invaders demos or Minecraft demos, but still. He's the developer of the hottest game on the planet
right now. We have the most accurate, most open, and easiest to integrate cross-platform services for mixed reality. And on HoloLens.com, you can pre-order HoloLens 2. Bundles start at just $125 per month. Or pre-order the standalone HoloLens 2 Enterprise Edition. What was $5,000 is now $3,500.
They have to say, it used to be five, really. $3,500.
Well, the commercial one was five.
Third wave of computing. Let's keep building it together.
And you can rent it for $129 a month.
Collectively start to shape this.
Right. Per user, per month. $125.
That's not bad.
But you have to take a 3-year contract for that, and you have to take remote assist. Dynamics 365.
Okay. So additional products.
Speaking of dreams.
Still.
I leave you.
Yeah, it's
that's
doable. If you want to rent it, that's the way.
Inspiring story.
Oh, you'd be crazy to buy it unless you're a developer.
A partner that was transforming healthcare with HoloLens 2. Value that will empower physicians worldwide to achieve more. Thank you.
So,
in the image guided therapy business,
is it battery
based? One patient
is it,
every
is
single
it always
second,
connected?
Yeah.
They didn't really. I didn't really. It's untethered.
So that's 28 million patients.
So that's a big deal, right?
Can be treated because of the work that
we
do here.
And it's been since the beginning, which is a big deal.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Unlike the VR experiences that are
modern day surgery without
well, at least
the incision.
The Mic Vive and
we're navigating
Oculus
tiny
Rift.
Instruments through the body right. Through incisions no larger than a pencil point. We're relying solely on X-ray images.
And
or
how, what, did they mention battery life?
So that means we are always
no,
looking at a screen.
No, and that's interesting that they
data.
Did not.
With HoloLens, we can
I'm
take
guessing
to the
it's
next
the same
level.
As.
We are a leader in image-guided therapy. And with Azurion, we created an industry-leading platform that customers really love. What's really cool about it is we've leveraged novel touchscreen technology to create a very powerful working spot for the physician.
So Kinect lives on
our
in this. That's that's interesting.
It does.
Doctors
yep. The Kinect camera,
better,
you know, next generation.
The time of flight.
Time of flight
with
stuff.
HoloLens,
yeah.
We can create a
battery life is 2 to 3 hours of active use.
Well, that's pretty good, right?
Really tailored around the needs of the physician.
For complex procedures, physicians need to go from one screen to the other really rapidly. We can now get these screens to come in just by voice recognition, by eye tracking. This is all about efficiency. If patients are being treated and the procedure can be shortened, it's very beneficial for the patient. At Philips, we strongly believe that technology is not the goal. Technology should be the enabler. What we want is that the physician can just concentrate on the procedure and the patient, get them home faster and healthier.
I think this really places
this partnership
Microsoft
between
way
Philips
ahead
and
of the
Microsoft
pack
can
in terms of augmented reality. Nobody's got anything close. Magic Leap is not close.
Something that they didn't think was possible.
I think they're
more real world, care. Right?
Yeah.
That's a breakthrough.
And I think you'll see a lot more units out in the real world. And that's important, too, because people get comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this will wrap it up. Will Satya come out? Or nope, that's it.
Nope, that's it.
No goodbye, no nothing. Just
that's
thank
it.
You
Bye,
for
guys.
Watching our program. is this the place they should have done this? Mobile World Congress is really typically attended by consumer focused reporters. This was an enterprise product for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, I think because Mobile World Congress also has a lot of IoT stuff these days that you could make a case for them doing this there.
Microsoft did talk a little bit about its IoT platform and Azure.
They did.
Azure Sphere, their secure IoT platform. But this was really all about HoloLens, the second generation of HoloLens. So you've
experienced all the iterations of HoloLens. You've used it in many different venues in many different ways. What do you think, Mary Jo Foley?
So I haven't gotten to try this number two generation yet, but I'm really hoping they doubled the field of view vertically, because that male slot thing is very limiting. You have to really keep cranking your head and backing up. So if they fix that, that's going to go a long way to making it much better. What else am I thinking? The flip up visor thing is awesome.
Yeah.
They should have done that on the first one. That's like a game changer to me. It sounds simple, but it's hard to see. You know, when you're trying to talk to someone and you've got these things on, you're like, hi, blah, 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 you know, they can flip it up and just have a normal conversation, which is good. They kind of just passed by this really quickly, but that guides, new Dynamics 365 guides app is going to be interesting. That's the training app. And I think that's going to get a lot more companies thinking, okay, this does have some applicability for me. And it's not just, you know, CAD applications or surgical applications. There's very mundane, practical things that you can do if you have a HoloLens.
They and that's three different kind of ways to use it, all labeled this Dynamics 365.
Yeah.
You're going to have to explain what that is to me. But you mentioned the guides. That's, you know, the example that they used was a complicated motor and showing you how you could fix it. There's the remote assist, which is that video conferencing with the kind of creepy avatars. And then there's 365 layout, which that's the kind of thing a theater designer might use, or an architect. They showed how it could be used if you have a plumbing problem, I guess, and how you could see where there's a conflict between the electrical and the plumbing. What is Dynamics 365? Is that another product?
Yeah, so this throws a lot of people off, because Dynamics 365 is Microsoft's brand for ERP and CRM applications. And then last year, they started putting these mixed reality work-focused applications under that same brand. So that's when we first saw Remote Assist, which is this application when you're wearing the HoloLens that lets somebody, you know, say you're repairing an elevator. You can talk remotely without having to look stuff up or call somebody and have them on the phone. You can just hear them tell you, okay, open panel 3, check this light, and you can be doing it. And they are seeing what you see. They'll be like, no, not that button, the one to your left. So that's a really cool app. But because they put it under the Dynamics 365 brand, a lot of people are like, oh, wait, I don't need ERP or CRM. Right. The reason they put it under there is because ERP, CRM, that's Microsoft's business software brand. And you could make an argument this stuff is business software.
Yeah. And business software doesn't need the catchy naming that consumer products need. So
exactly.
I'm just going to assume that this is an appropriate name for it, although it doesn't ring. It doesn't roll off the tongue by any
means. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But you know what? Businesses don't care.
They don't care. No, and they understand that brand as a business brand, an enterprise brand, even if they're not using ERP or CRM. I think this is exactly where HoloLens should be, a very brief tip of the hat to consumers with Tim Sweeney and Fortnite, and it couldn't have been more brief, probably just to acknowledge, that's going to be in the future at some point too, but the sweet spot for Microsoft is business.
It is. So, let me go over the pricing, because this is kind of interesting.
Yes,
again.
Yes, please.
So if you want to just buy a HoloLens headset by itself, the HoloLens 2, it's going to cost $3,500. And so for that, you get the commercial version, which means you get enterprise security, you know, BitLocker stuff, you get the HoloLens for business stuff, you get a warranty, and you get Intune management. You get all that stuff built in for the $3,500. Right now, for HoloLens 1, that same bundle costs you $5,000. So it's $1,500 cheaper, basically, than HoloLens 1.
And would that be everything you'd need to develop for HoloLens, or is that...
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be everything you need, pretty much. But if you are more into the idea of, hey, you know what, I want to have a bunch of my workers try this out, you know, not thousands, but maybe like 10 people, you might want to look at renting it. And so they have these two different subscription plans where if you take the subscription plan, you get the HoloLens 2 hardware, and then you get Dynamics 365 Remote Assist, that application I was just talking about where you can talk to someone remotely. And you can rent that for $125 per user per month, which is $1,500 a year. But you have to commit to 3 years. Or if you just want to commit to 1 year, you can do it for $325 per user per month, which is $3,900 a year per user. So, you know, for some people, they'll be like, that makes more sense. I want to start doing some proof of concept stuff and testing it in the field. But other people who are pure developers who don't need remote assist, they may just say, I just want the hardware. That's it.
Can you do development with the rental version of it?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
So it's the same. Yeah. It's the same kit.
Right.
Yeah, because you'd need, at least if you're going to do it in-house, you need somebody who can develop in-house apps for this. This is the canned apps.
Right.
I don't know what the canned apps look like, but I would imagine that they need to be customized for your particular applications.
I would think so. The reason they put Dynamics 365 Remote Assist in there is a lot of people would get the HoloLens and they'd be like, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you'd have to go hire consultants and like pay a lot of money or like spend all this time wasting time. And now it's like, here, look at this. See what we did. Now you go do something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think this seems like a very compelling product. And at that price, not the purchase outright, but the rental price, I think makes it very accessible for almost any business that thinks it can be used for this.
I agree.
Is there already a pretty brisk ecosystem of software and applications?
So not really. HoloLens One, they had a few people build apps. There were some consumer-y apps. There were some more proof of concept apps. There are some business apps in there that they are selling through the Microsoft Store already for HoloLens One. But I think after this generation comes out, you're going to see a lot more HoloLens 2 apps in the store.
And of course, the first generation of apps will be apps, tools for helping you develop your own content.
And also like CAD products and things like that.
Yes.
That kind of software.
How about the remote assist? Is that mature? Do we know? Is that available right now? It is.
It is. Yep. That's available now. So remote assist and layout are already available and they're already on HoloLens One. You can buy those right now. They already work. People are using them in the field. They have a bunch of user case studies out there with people using those. Mostly car companies use that a lot, and some manufacturing and retail operations use that too.
How about education? So, is there a market for this in education?
Yeah, so that was interesting. They made a quick reference to that in their presentation today, just like, this would be really great in education. And I think there is education applicability for this, but it's expensive for school.
Yeah.
So it's more a business product, really. Yeah.
But I think well-positioned as a business product. I think this is, I can't think of any competitor that is even close. There are some, verticals, some purpose-built verticals already in this space. But I think Microsoft has a very compelling story to tell. And
I think it was really smart. They decided, everybody was like, we want to see Minecraft with this. And we want to see, games and this and that. Maybe they will do those someday. But their first audience is the business audience. And that's where they're going to make all their money.
Yeah. Mary Jo Foley, I'm sure you have more to write. And people can read what you're writing on ZDNet at allaboutmicrosoft.com. You can also follow her on Twitter. Both she and Paul Theroux are already tweeting their articles. Paul was in the front row there, so I'm sure he'll have some impressions. I didn't get the sense that they had a demo room. There was a chance to go back and try.
I know. I hope it is, because he'll be able to talk about it on Windows Weekly Wednesday if he tries it.
That's where we'll be next. Windows Weekly, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, every Wednesday. And, of course, Mary Jo Foley and Paul Theroux are the stars of the show. And I suspect this subject will be the number one topic of the day.
Thanks,
Wednesday. Thank you, Mary Jo Foley. I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Leo.
And I thank you all for watching Twit Live Special number 337, Microsoft's HoloLens 2 announcement. We've got a busy day today. I'll be doing the Tech Guy in about 45 minutes. And this afternoon, of course, this week in tech, we're going to probably start early, Karsten, because I don't know about you, but I'd like to see the Academy Awards.
Absolutely.
So we've got a great panel for you, and we'll be starting as quickly as we can right after the commencement of the Tech Guy, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on our Twit Live special. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.